Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are eternal gospel principles that are necessary for our exaltation. The Lord revealed them to Moses in ancient times. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. He has restated the Ten Commandments in Latter-day Revelations. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 18 through 29. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 5 through 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 61 and 62. The Ten Commandments are a vital part of the gospel. Obedience to these commandments paves the way for obedience to other gospel principles. The following review of the Ten Commandments includes brief explanations of how they continue to apply in our lives today. 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. We should do all things with an eye single to the glory of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 19. We should love and serve the Lord with all our heart, might, mind, and strength. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 5. 2. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. In this commandment, the Lord condemns the worship of idols. Idolatry may take many forms. Some people do not bow before graven images or statues, but instead replace the living God with other idols such as money, material possessions, ideas, or prestige. In their lives, their treasure is their God, a God that shall perish with them. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 30. 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. For an explanation of this commandment, see Profanity, pages 128 and 129. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. For an explanation of this commandment, see Sabbath, pages 145 through 147. 5. Honor thy father and thy mother. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. This is a commandment that remains binding even when we are grown. We should always find ways to honor our parents. 6. Thou shalt not kill. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. For an explanation of how this commandment applies to those who are required to go to war, see War, pages 183 through 184. 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. In a latter-day revelation, the Lord condemned not only adultery, but anything likened to it. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 6. Fornication, homosexuality, and other sexual sins are violations of the seventh commandment. For additional explanation, see Chastity, pages 29 through 33. 8. Thou shalt not steal. Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. Stealing is a form of dishonesty. For an explanation of honesty, see page 84. 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Bearing false witness is another form of dishonesty. For an explanation of honesty, see page 84. 10. Thou shalt not covet. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Coveting or envying something that belongs to another is damaging to the soul. It can consume our thoughts and plague us with constant unhappiness and dissatisfaction. It often leads to other sins and to financial indebtedness. Although most of the Ten Commandments list things we should not do, they also represent things we should do. The Savior summarized the Ten Commandments in two principles, love for the Lord and love for our fellow men. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Additional references, Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36, chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. See also agency, chastity, honesty, obedience, profanity, reverence, Sabbath, war, worship.